Blog Talk Radio.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some very important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and we're happy to report that nearly 3.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this fantastic money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. Why Quicken Loans? The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. We'll work with you to understand your specific circumstances and strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. Then we'll guide you through each step of the mortgage refinance process to make sure that it's both simple and easy. And for 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. If you're not familiar with HARP, it's a U.S. government program designed specifically for homeowners who have little or no equity. A great feature of the HARP program is that most HARP refinance loans do not require an appraisal, and there are fewer income verification requirements. That makes it simpler, easier, and even faster. And even if you've been denied for a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that you now may be eligible. Give us a call, and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review, and we'll do all we can to help you save money on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. Find out if you're eligible to take advantage of today's incredibly low interest rates and start saving money every month on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans today or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Each other, and I'm so glad. Look what we.
And now the Boston Chronicles. All right, check one, check two. Hold on 1 second here.
Can you hear me?
Hear you now loud and clear. Loud and clear.
All right. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. It is now 6:30 in Southern California. And it's 9:30 on the East Coast, probably Philadelphia and New York. But welcome to another WBNN and the Boston Chronicle, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, with your one and only Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston. And if you wish or have a desire to speak to the host or speak to the guest, the dial-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by none other than No Gozy Time Multimedia and Entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we will welcome one of our own, and we have in the building tonight the wonderful, the most beautiful queen that wears her crown boldly in our building. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mo Garman is going to be in the building tonight, broadcasting with Mr. Boston live, and we're going to talk about trauma and the wounds that never show up on the body, and the discomforts and the grief inside the bones of humiliation and the silence and the imprisonment of self from being traumatized. But before we bring her into the building so she can have her day with Mr. Boston and WBNN, let me give you a clue about what we're about to do. Shay, psychologically internalized counterfeit of losing self, triggering psychic explodes, instilling, imprisoning your voice in wordless trauma. Then there is no weakness greater as false strength. So allow this message to expose the narrative that breeds wounds conflicted between horrible events of denial, unspeakable verbal narratives of psychological symptoms of traumatized, distressing, painted of deflections of conscious alterations that damaged beneath the surface, pain robbing compassion, tears washing the traumatized wounds placed exiled from reality. Yet the reality, the damage doesn't define the way the traumatized victim survived. Again, there is no weakness as great as false strength. And ladies and gentlemen, let us welcome the one and only, the lady that wears her crown strong, bold. Let us bring in none other than my friend, my co-host for tonight, WBNN on Mo Garman. Mo Garman, you in the building.
I'm in the building. How are you tonight?
My goodness. Huh. You know what? I had to register you like that because tonight we're going to inform this listening audience so they can see what might be affecting them from the trauma they have yet faced or the trauma that they have faced. And maybe some of this information that we're going to pass on to them tonight will give them some insight on how to seek help and overcome some of the issues and problems that they have with trauma or somebody that they know that might be in this trauma situation. So let me start you off with a question.
Absolutely.
So, I need you to explain to the audience, what is a traumatic event?
What is a traumatic event? My gosh. I want to say being black, right? Trauma is basically the result of a distressing event. Whatever that event might be, it could be that somebody smacked you. It could be somebody yelled at you. It could be somebody that raped you. It could be somebody that hit you. So those are all traumatic. Somebody shot at you. And those are distressing events. And they can harm they can keep you from developing into all the different stages of development. Let's talk about that so we can get into the – you need to have a Maslow's needs of hierarchy. So, you know, we all have different needs as you grow and develop, you should be evolving into different states of consciousness and awareness. But people stagnate in those different stages because of trauma.
So all right.
If you don't have a sense of safety or a sense of self or a sense of the ability to regulate your emotions, you can't navigate relationships very well. You're just not going to do that.
Well, it's funny. I got to come on real quick. Yeah, I'm here. It's a young lady. Her name is Brenda out of Los Angeles, California. And she says tonight, you know, go more in detail with that. You know, because, you know, dealing with gang violence, this young lady lost two sons, you know, in gang violence, you know, true trauma. You know, talk about that tonight. And, you know, as Mr. Boston, Mr. Boston's from that area. He lives in San Diego, California. And that trauma, you know what I mean, of losing two sons. You know what I mean, Mr. Boston? Mo's going to talk about that with our listener Brenda tonight. Go ahead, Mo.
Okay. Now, you know, I was explaining one night, I took this show on because I wanted to be a little more informed too, because, you know, this sister right here is a retired nurse, and I know she's seen a lot of trauma working as a nurse. And, you know, I took on this show because I think that I might find out a little bit about me too in this show, because going through two marriages and, you know, being shot and being stabbed and stuff like that, you know, and I never have ever, you know, psychologically or addressed this with anybody. So I took on this show because maybe, you know, it might be something that I missed that I need to take care of with me, you know. I don't think I have any problems, but that could be my ego telling that lie to me that it is, it ain't nothing wrong with me, but it could be possibly something really wrong with me. So I took on this show. And you know what? I've decided really to ask Mo Garman to do a three-part series with me, because I know tonight this one show is not going to be able to cover everything. So in the near future, I'm going to ask her to do another two-part series with me, Mr. Boston, in the Boston Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? So another question to you, Mo. How does trauma impact decision-making?
Oh, that's well, basically that goes, we're going to go back to, I'm going to stick with Maslow here, because basically if you don't have your needs met, your physical needs, physiological needs, that's air, water, food, shelter, you know, stuff like that, you can't think straight. If you can't think straight, you're going to steal. You're going to do things like that because you haven't gotten through that particular level of development. So let's say you are a child and you're brought up in poverty, and there's a beeping sound. You're brought up in poverty, and you make it into your side. You're about 12 years old, but nobody ever told you that they loved you. Nobody ever told you that you had that you were wonderful, and that they never told you how important you were to the world. You will not respond well, and you will do things out of context. Does that answer your question? Or do you?
Well, of course, also, I want you to answer the question for Brenda, too, as a person who listened to the show tonight, and then Mr. Boston will be back.
Okay. Now, the question for Brenda was, can you repeat that, please?
About her losing two sons and the act of trauma and, you know, trying to deal with it, Mo.
Okay. Well, I can only speak about myself. I'm not a therapist, but I can speak about what I've been through. I've lost a brother to trauma, to gun violence myself. And I lost him when I was, had to be 21 years old. And so that left me feeling like I didn't have a sense of belonging. It left me feeling like the love of one of the people I loved the most in the world was gone. And I lost trust in myself. I lost trust in the world. I lost trust in just life itself. I didn't feel safe anywhere. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. And I almost flunked out of college because that was my senior year. And I had an A average up until that point. Yes, I had an A average all the way through. And then I literally could not focus to take my final exams. So I literally didn't take finals, and I ended up with C's where I could have gotten A's. So when you go through a major trauma like that, you have to seek help. It can be in the form of a support group. It can be in the form of going to church. It's whatever works for you. Nobody can tell you how to cope with it other than you have to go through those stages of grief and loss. And that's very traumatic, but nobody can go through it for you. You have to do it for yourself, because you are the only one who loves you, and you're the only one who can pull yourself out of that. I hope that helps you.
Yeah, wow. That is something, you know, to be able to uninternalize all of the craziness that creates these issues in the brain. You know what I'm saying? And and the brain is calculating all of this stuff, and the brain is storing all of this stuff, and all it takes is one event to trigger the whole event all over again. Imagine that.
That's post-traumatic. Okay. You're describing post-traumatic stress. That's a triggering event. That's when you have suffered a trauma, and your body remembers the trauma, but you never dealt with it. So your body cells remember it, but you try not to deal with it. So you end up having nightmares, night flashes, nightmares, and things like that. And when you do come out of it, you're trying so hard to not deal with it that it breaks through. So that, and then you end up having these events where people say, oh, my gosh, this person just shot up a bank, or this person just did this to this person, because they never cope with their stress, so they take it out on the wrong people. So, yeah. It can happen. It can, and it has happened. I've seen people...
Yeah, no, I went through 5 years of treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder coming from the war. And even now, you know, sometimes I wake up in very cold sweats and I'll be soaked in sweat. A couple of months back, I actually was on the freeway, and I was driving into Los Angeles, and a truck backfired on the freeway, and I actually hit my brakes right in the middle of full ongoing traffic because I actually thought somebody shot at me. Actually thought that. And it took me, I just pulled over to the side of the road. And about 15 minutes later, the highway patrol pulled up behind me and asked me what was going on. And I had to tell him, I just had a traumatic event from something that happened in the past. And he said, do I need to call an ambulance? Did he need to call an ambulance? Did I need to call him? And I tell him, no, I just ask him to follow me off the freeway and let me recompose myself to understand what really went down at that moment. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. And it frightened me because I didn't think that those events could happen to me again after all of that extensive treatment. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I ask my doctor what's really still going on, and he tells me, you know, that because sometimes when you refuse to take the drugs that they give you for the issues that have, well, then you can always have an event that is not so severe, but you can have that event, you know. So, yeah. Okay, next question.
Well, medications will only take you so far. You know, you do have to put
exactly.
in the work. You will have anxiety and flashbacks, and you're going to be triggered by that traumatic event. People have difficulty experiencing life after that. And you went through that event as an adult. I'm going to share something very personal. I was sexually violated when I was a child. And I was told by the adults after I told them what happened. Now, this is trauma. I told them, you know, this is what happened to me. And they told me I was telling a lie. They told me that I made it all up. And it was just a dream. Well, one day when I was about 25 years old, that reality just snapped. All of a sudden, I had a triggering event. I smelled something that smelled like wood that was wet. And all of a sudden, all those memories just came flooding through. Now, that was a crisis. I ended up in the hospital.
Right.
And it took me about 3 weeks to get back to, oh, my gosh, that really, really happened to me. You know, and then, of course, there was all the anger that went along with that.
Yeah.
That was anger at my family. Why did you allow this to happen to me? Why did this happen? And why did you lie? See, so there were so many different things that's going on. And trauma doesn't always have to be a violent event. It can be traumatic, such
right.
as a sexual assault.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Mo. Because I could get what you're saying because, I mean, you know, my degree is in human services and I have a secondary degree in psychology and another degree in drug and alcohol counseling and children family counseling. And so some of these questions that I'm asking you, it would be kind of sort of, if I had a practice, these would be some of the questions that I would just sift down through my practice. So there are if I'm not mistaken, there are five themes of trauma. And out of those five themes of trauma, it becomes safety, trust, power and control, esteem, and intimacy. What I want you to do is pick two of those themes, explain them to the listening audience.
Wow. Say them again. I apologize. I had to write them down.
Okay. Safety.
Safety. Okay.
Power and control.
Power and control.
Intimacy. Esteem.
Uh-huh.
And trust. And out of those five things, pick two and explain the two that you picked to the listening audience. I don't mean to be so rough on you. I'm honestly taking answers to heart because some of these answers that you're giving sides with me, you know, and I love this answers that you're giving because you're giving them so honestly and so freely. I feel your spirit. I feel your vibe in this. So this is the reason why I'm asking the questions as I do, me being in the field myself. So I'm asking these questions because these things could mean a lot to me and somebody else. You understand?
Right. Well, I think okay. The number one need that anybody has to have is the need for safety. I would start there because that's the root. If you don't have a solid foundation in safety and kind of figure that out for yourself, after a trauma, you're going to kind of be lost. That's like your building block. You know, I really feel like you really can't have a sense of power without safety. You can't have intimacy without safety. You can't have esteem or trust without safety. It just doesn't work.
Absolutely. 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 Wow. I love that answer. Now, let me come back at you because this is basically a recap question of what I just asked you. So how does trauma person's life and how does trauma affect a person's behavior?
Okay, because when you have trauma, you disrupt the normal pattern. And the normal pattern is to, like, have all your needs met. We just talked about those safety, power control, power and intimacy and esteem and trust. All those needs are supposed to be met, right? And as we go mm-hmm. through these stages in life, as we go through our different developmental stages and we become teenagers and things like that, we can't achieve anything without going through all these needs. I just completely went blank on what I was about to say about your question. I need to write down your question. I'm sorry. What was that question again?
How does trauma affect a person's life? And how does trauma affect behavior?
That's it, behavior. That's where I was going.
Okay.
If you don't have good self-esteem and you don't have good safety and intimacy needs met, your behavior will be stunted. You can't reach out to people. You really feel like there's no need that you can't. You feel like you can't meet their needs and they can't meet yours.
Okay. Well, yeah. Ms. Mo, you know what? I'm going to do something for you. And then I want you to follow me with a piece from yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the piece I'm going to do for you is off the top of my head because I've been practicing in peace for a long time.
Oh, my
God.
Okay,
gosh. So now I got it. I got it. I got it. You know, in my head. and it's called Encounter Unlocking. So it goes like this. Allow him to readdress your mind to his meaning of an encounter and unlocking her discovery. This moment I am, this moment in fear cannot be here tonight. We are going to leave here. But before we go, I wish to traverse inside your internal universe, become her master key, unlocking her unlimited vibration to find her limitation. Masterfully ascend your mind, your body, our souls into an harmony where attuning becomes us. I want to feel her inner voice, the encounter with her divine presence that springs from her belonging, allowing him to touch the fullness of her life in this peak of his experience, unwrapping her within it. And I am this opportunity, knocking at this moment to readdress the balance so we discover. Transformative, the journey. At the level of our love encounter, essence and essence, we touched and spoke the silent language of the stars. Mirroring through our eyes and hearts the light are who we are. For we were one and knew not what it was to be alone. Ours was a realm of purest love, innocent and infinitely sweet. We breathed the fragrant breath of God. Hearts pulsing as one within one heartbeat. The transformative journey at the level of our love encounter. And that's that piece.
Mm-hmm.
Your
I
turn,
Mo. I did that off the top of your head. Wow. Impressive.
That's because I care about you.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Before Mo goes into it, I want to make sure that Mr. Boston is seeing my prompts. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been trying to send it for the last 15 minutes. You got some callers on, too. So, Mr. Boston, read your prompts, please. And that will get back into a more unified show.
Right. Ladies,
thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is WBNN, the Boston Chronicles. We broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, with your host, Jeffrey Sanders, and the great Mo Garman. If you want to speak to the host or you want to speak to the guest, the dial-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by none other than Goldie Time Multimedia Entertainment. Thank you. Okay, Mo, your time.
Okay, I want to go back to what you were saying here when you were asking me how trauma affects behavior. And I was thinking that there's a disconnection of the mind that protects ourselves from pain. So when we have trauma, we literally kind of leave ourselves a little bit, right? You kind of kind of don't want to feel that. So we disconnect our emotions from ourselves. And when we do that to protect ourselves from pain. And a lot of people call that, what is that, dissociation, right? So when you dissociate, you can literally be in a completely different frame of mind. And you can believe that you are reliving that trauma again. We've seen it in that movie, Rambo, when he thought that he was still, you know, going through that, the situation where he was in the war, just like you were describing, that you thought you were back there again, but you still were able to maintain a sense of reality, right? Some people can't do that. Some people actually believe they are still in that war, and they really believe that they're being held hostage and things like that. I remember driving home from work one day, and there was a man in the middle of the street on Broad Street in Philadelphia. And he was screaming at the top of his lungs, "Don't kill me, don't kill me." And he was a veteran. And nobody else stopped their car but me, right? So he was stuck. He was literally just stuck in his pain. And when they finally got him some help, he was able to find me in the hospital, because he was right outside the hospital, thank goodness. And he was able to find me in the hospital. He said, "Thank you, you're the only person that stopped." So he knew it wasn't real, but at the same time, it was real.
Right. Absolutely. The PTSD. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I understand it. Now, can I get a piece of poetry from you, Mo? Can I get
absolutely.
A piece of poetry from you? Because I have never heard you spit a piece of poetry, and I don't want you to be afraid because you own this platform with Mr. Boston, and I'm not going to let you be afraid. Not even a second. I'm not going to allow you to be afraid. I just want to hear you go in, and I want you to go in hard so the listening audience can hear that voice. You know, I told you the first time I spoke to you, you know what I said about that voice, and I'm going to keep that a secret between you and me. I said that.
Right.
Now, Let me hear that voice. Let me hear you go.
There is a poem
DJ, put me on mute.
There is a poem here that I found that I did not write, but it does encompass what I'm feeling. And the poem reminds me of trauma that happens to children and it stunts their emotional development. It's entitled, I Was Eight. I'm not like the other female fools, and it's not all because I'm quirky, cute, or cool. And trust me, I wish I knew what it was like to look at a boy and drool. But for fear of deranged sequel, I refuse to forgive and forget that the cruel. And my friends all ask about sexual beginnings and the status of certain virtue things and what I'm supposed to say, except lies of me that was never decayed. So I confirm my conceited chasteness, despite having experienced the worst of all sorts of coitus. But really in that lunchroom was what I was supposed to tell them when I could run my shielded haven. Should I have let them in on my mayhem? Let them be shocked and see them condemned. So that to me, when I read that, it resonated with me.
Thank you.
All right, all right, all right. Mr. Boston, Jeffrey Sanders, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Listen, man, go to your teleprompter, man, because I'm sending you messages, you know, to continuity of the show. And I don't want to cut you guys off,
okay,
but I do have music to play. So do you see my messages over in your teleprompter?
Whatever's going on with my text now app, every time I switch over, if I switch over to the prompter,
mm-hmm,
well, then it will drop the call. So that's why I haven't touched it, and I'm glad that you caught on, because you smoothly smooth right on in there with that cut, and I was hoping that you did that, because every time I switch over, it cuts off. So I'm gonna leave.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Go ahead and try to switch over right now, because we still have Mo Garman on the line. We'll make sure that we have the continuity. Go and switch on and see if it cuts you off. If not, I'm here. Do that right now.
Okay.
Of course,
We're
sponsored tonight by Quicken Loans.
Okay.
Right here, we are Beverly Nation. All right, do you see my prompts?
Hold on.
All right,
second.
No dead air. All right, no dead air.
Okay,
like I said. Uh-huh. But anyway, I'm going to bring her, as you're doing that, I'm going to bring on Mo Garman real quick.
Right.
Mo Garman,
right.
I'm in your
building. I got you.
All
I
right.
got you.
All
I
right.
got you.
All right. Now, before
All
we
right.
do that, you know, I got timing. I got another song to play. And it's dedicated to Brenda. And, yes, I heard you, girl. And a lot of times we deal with trauma. Sometimes we're lost and turned out.
Oh,
right, y'all. Listen up. We are at WBNN. We're broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, with your host, Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston and the Boston Chronicle. If you have a desire to get on this mic, or you want to speak to the guest, or you want to speak to the DJ, the dial-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. You feel me? Y'all feel free to come on in and do your thing. So, when thou and I first one another saw, all other things to their destruction draw. Only our love has no decay. This no tomorrow has no yesterday. Running, it never runs from us away, but truly keeps us first, last, everlasting day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you back to none other than Mo Garman. Mo, you in the building, sweetie?
I'm here.
All right. Now, I need you to listen carefully to this question I'm about to ask you, because after you answer this question, we're going to bring in some callers, okay?
Okay.
All right. There are six F's. Listen to what I said. There are six F's of trauma. Freeze, flight, fight, fright, flag, and fault. Take three of those and answer and explain those three. Pick three. Just pick three, any three that you choose, and then explain those three to the listening audience.
Well, this is the first time I've heard of those, the six F's of trauma. This is new
right.
for me. So
oh, that's
I
new to you.
Yes, they're very new to me. Again,
okay.
I'm not a therapist.
It's because, Mo, let me tell you, Mo, it's because I have went to school for these. I mean, I've been to outside schools for this because I have my certification in family children counseling, and this mm-hmm. is the reason why I ask these questions, because I want to give you some of what I already know to give to you to study for yourself. So when you talk about these things, you can come on another level, because I've given you something that you can study to bring more to your platform of trauma. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the reason
why I guess. I guess the ones that I'm reading, you said freeze,
flight,
flag,
fright, mm-hmm. and fight and flag
and fight and flag. Okay. I think that the ones that stand out to me are freeze, because when you go through a trauma, the first thing you want to do is just stop. I mean, you don't want to do anything. You literally stop. It stops you dead in your tracks. And the fight mm-hmm. and flight is they kind of go together. That fight or flight response is what you do next. You're either going to stay there and deal with whatever is going on, or you're going to run away.
Right.
Or you're going to be afraid.
Absolutely. Right.
And I'm not
Absolutely.
Sure that's what flag and faint are.
Yes, yeah, but it does, because, listen to me, there is no wrong answer to these questions, because
okay.
I'm really asking these questions because I'm trying to ask it as if I am actually talking to a patient and actually talking to a person that's been in this situation. You see, every trauma is experienced different.
Mm-hmm.
Every trauma, every event is seen different, and every event is internalized different. Each person internalizes their experience differently. So there is no wrong answer and there is no right answer, because I'm asking you these questions from kind of sort of from an event. You know what I'm saying? You can answer the question the best way you know how to answer that question, you know, and being that, you know, you've been in a traumatic event before. So the only way you can answer these questions is from the experience of that event. You understand? And I like
right.
the answers that you're giving, because it's from a perspective of somebody who's actually experienced an event that traumatized them. You understand?
Yes. And it's not from a book. No, but I don't remember this being in my counseling sessions. I'm just being honest. And I've been in counseling for a long time. So.
But do you realize that one thing that you can't deny is that your subconscious is speaking and answering these questions?
Of course.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's the point I'm trying to get. You understand? That's the point I'm getting. Your subconscious is answering these questions. That's what I like. And you acknowledge that part, you know. So now what we have here, okay, I'm going to cut you short on this answer, because we have a caller in queue that wants to speak to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have the first caller in queue. Who do I have in queue? Name?
Ava Holly. Hello, Mr. Boston. How are you?
Well, hello, Ava. How you doing tonight?
And hello, Mo. I was so honored to have Mo as a guest on my show also, and she's just amazing. And I love both of your poetry, so I got to start with that. And I know you have callers waiting, so I'm going to get into it real quick. First of all, I want to send healing vibes and love and light out to Miss Brenda. I have one 28-year-old daughter, and I have a 6-year-old four-legged daughter as of last year. I cannot imagine what someone goes through when they lose a child. My grandmother lost 2 children before she passed, and I remember what she went through. That's not a firsthand experience. What I do have firsthand is that we lost my mother suddenly, and 4 months later, we lost my father, and 2 months later, my brother-in-law committed suicide, and then a month after that, we lost my ex-husband's father, and a year after that, I lost a very good friend to the same thing that I lost my mother to. I lost my father-in-law to the same thing I lost my mother to. And just 2 weeks ago, my 44-year-old niece had a stroke. And that's my sister's daughter. And she lost her husband 2 years ago to the day, 2 days ago, was 2 years. I can't even believe it's been 2 years. On top of all of that, and Mo can relate to this with me because we talked about this on my show, August 1st, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was very, very low stage, yet I had chosen to get rid of it completely. So I underwent a 10-hour surgery, which is a year recovery that I'm only 5 months into right now. And when you talk about different levels of trauma and stress and all of that, I went to a meditation class today. And although I meditate at home, it's great that the hospital I'm affiliated with offers these free classes, because I drove up to the class because the stress level is unbelievable. The pain is unbelievable. And yet I pushed through. Now that I'm a little more mobile, I feel like I don't even have a day to stay home and rest anymore. So it's like I'm exhausted if I don't get a nap, and I didn't get that today, but I got my second wind, so I'm here with you all. But the different levels of trauma are something you must have gone through in your training, Mr. Boston, because that's crazy. I mean, it could be something like Mo said, a smell brought her back to, you know, a bad time. Some noise or some sound could bring you back to a time of trauma, and that trauma could be
absolutely
on many different levels. Yeah, so I just wanted to share that with you guys. Loving your show, great topic, and, you know, enjoying it.
Indeed, indeed, Ava. I appreciate you 100%. You know, I really
you,
enjoyed
sir.
Your show. I enjoyed your show last week, you know, and
thank
I will be definitely visiting you again because you need to stand. You really need to stand by because Mr. Boston might just sweep you up for an interview, too, in the coming months.
Well, that would be amazing. It's great when we interview the other hosts because we get to know them better, you know. It's really great. So I'm enjoying your show, and I love listening to your voice. You too, Mo. Love you guys.
All right, Mo. Now, listen to me. I'm going to run something else by you because there are three R's to trauma. Have you ever heard of those three R's of trauma?
No.
Okay.
I'm an RN. I'm an RN.
Okay.
Not a therapist.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay, there are three R's to trauma, and one is regulate, relate, and reasoning. Can you tell us how a trauma victim relates to the trauma, and what is the reasoning behind how they relate to the trauma? And how they regulate the pain of that trauma, if you could tell us that.
I think that to regulate, you have to think about it. You have to think about what's going on, right? So you have to be able to think about what just happened to you, and you have to do things like I do meditation. So in order to regulate myself, I meditate whenever something comes up and it bothers me, and it helps me to regulate my heart rate. It helps me to regulate my thoughts. It helps me to regulate my body. And I have to relate that to what the sensation is that's going on. So I take slow, deep breaths, and I do things like that to help regulate myself as I go through some situations like that.
You know what, Mo? Let me tell you something. Let me explain. Let me say something to you. Do you know, if I had my own therapy business, you would make the perfect. You would make the perfect client because your answers are so clean and so real, and just it. Your whole entire answers just sit on a chair, and it's just like you're giving some answers that I didn't even expect, really.
Right.
I so love your honesty.
You thought I was going to come at you with a textbook, right? You thought I was going to come at you with a textbook, right?
I thought you was going to come with some textbook answer, man. That is such a beautiful thing that you didn't. I so appreciate that you didn't. And this is the reason why there's going to be a part two and a part three to this. Okay? Now,
right.
We're having a track. We're going to have a track next by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O. Brother, do your thing. Thank you. Yeah. We are back at WBNN, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. You know that's what time it is. You're with Mr. Boston and the Boston Chronicle. If you have a desire to get on this mic or talk to the host or talk to Mr. Boston, the number is 516-453-9133. Join the conversation. I'm through the two media of Ngozi Entertainment and Ngozi Time. Now, that DJ over there is doing his thing over there. I have to give it to Brother O because the beat goes on. But dig this. Because the beat goes on, can you witness and hold the undigested life force energy as you redirect it? Can you belong to my energy house vibe within his institution of wisdom's bedroom with his slow anabolic replenishing energy? Allow me to tap into the secret force that lurks within your sensual desire. Let me dig deep to be the inspiration that alights your intimate fire. For the woman in you willingly gives me you as spiritual dessert that leads you to internal balance. I want to show you how harnessing the power of your pelvis, unleashing the sensual energy right where you want to give it to me, inside the cauldron of desire. Imagine in your mind that Mr. B is your perfect sensual sexual fantasy that activates the creativity in your second chakra. Within the skill of climbing her ceasing mountain, while I make intimacy the first priority, then the reality of her surrender to us and to the experience. Unleash her animalistic, instinctive aspects of her feminine primate. Let me see you peak in raw passion, an exquisite adrenaline rush. Embrace this powerful moment of our entire romance, this sensual fierceness and sensual vulnerability is both empowering. Now, unleash your sensual boldness. But baby, balance and redemption is now, because tonight I'm riding you like a brand new Bentley off the showroom floor. And that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. Now, back to you, Mo. What's going on? Are you in the building, Mo? Are you in the building,
Mo? I'm in the building.
Okay. Hey, now, Mo. Now, look. I'm gonna get at you. Like kind of in a office setting. Okay. The three E's of trauma: events, the experience of the event, and the effects. Can you explain all three of those, the event, experiencing of the event, and the effects? Can you explain any of those to the listener? You don't have to explain all three. You can explain any one, or you can explain them all. That's up to you.
Well, I think that the effects of the event are what people are dealing with all the time when they talk about trauma. They're dealing with the after effects of the event itself. You have this event that occurs that is horrific and horrible, and then you have to deal with the after effects of it on your life. You have to try to figure out who you are and how you relate to the world after that has happened to you. So that's what it means to me. Maybe I'm off, but it just seems like it's just the effect of what you've been through in the trauma.
Mo, you are not off at all. You're exactly right. You are exactly right. I have to give it to you. You are exactly right. Okay? You are right on point. You're actually right on point. Like I told you, this is your subconscious talking and giving you the information that you need to answer the question.
Okay.
You understand now? Do you get it? Do you understand that part?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, we got caller number two in queue. Caller number two, you are now on the mic with Mr. Boston and Sister Mo Garman.
Hi, peace and blessings. This is Sister Betsy the Trooper. Hi, guys.
Ah,
hi,
Mo.
Hi,
hey, how you doing?
How are
you? Hey, you know what? I'm always doing fine as you look. I'm always doing great as you look. I'm always at that level of where your mind steps me up to meet your mind. That's where I'm at. That's how I'm doing.
Okay. Well, I got a question for the host. For the host
podcast,
I want to know why nobody is interviewing me.
Yeah, sister
I'm
Bessie,
calling y'all
you
out.
Know what, Sister Bessie, you know what, you keep on forgetting, Sister Bessie, that you have an interview with me. You have an interview with me in May. Do you forget?
No.
Did you forget to write that down? Yes, you do.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. You forget that you have an interview with me in May. I have you on my calendar. I'm sitting here looking at my calendar. When you asked that question, I said, this girl committed to May, and she done asked that question tomorrow.
You know what I'm finna do?
I'm finna leave this phone on, and I'm finna jump through this wire, and I'm gonna thank you.
Okay. Well, I got a poem for y'all tonight.
Okay,
and,
do your thing.
I'll be ready for the show. And you know, next month is my birthday and Malcolm X's birthday. So I will
we're gonna do a birthday tribute. To you. We're doing birthday tribute to you, plus we're going to do an in-depth interview with you at the same time. But we're going to be singing happy birthday all throughout the show.
Okay, brother. All right, I got
and you know my birthday is next month.
Yes.
Uh-huh. My birthday is on the 3rd.
All right.
So
okay,
I'm busting 65, girl, busting 65. Proud of it.
I got you by one.
Well, no, you don't.
You don't got me by any.
I'm tying your shoestrings, remember?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go, Sister Bessie.
I love you. Let me give you this poem. I died today. When I woke up, I cried today. And I don't know why. I did things that destroyed me, and I don't know why. Sometimes I sit and stare in the blackness of my heart. I died today, struggling to understand my worth. Pain is forever at my door. I can't stop it. I died today, and no one heard me. I even cut off my phone so I could be alone. Nothing matters anymore. There's a war in me that goes and comes. The fight is never ending. I died today, and no one heard me give up. I reach for death to put me to sleep so I'd never wake. Turmoil is making me empty, so much despair. I died today, and no one knows why. That's it.
You know what, Sister Bessie? You know what? You know, you just triggered something in my head. I got a comeback right off the top of my head just for that.
Very good.
Don't listen to that voice, that one within your mind that tells you everything is going not to be okay, because it's not. You know it's not. You struggle every day and every night, always tired of this fight. It draws you in and lures you too far. Then you're trapped and there's no going back. So why, sister? Why, sister? Why care? It's not like anyone is there to hear you cry out for help or to see you reach out desperately. So you sit there and you cry until the one you truly love comes along to pull you back from the depth of the hell within your head. Oh, honey, sometimes it's the timing that's wrong and not you. In peace.
Oh, love it. Thank you, Brother Boston.
Hey, you know you can trick you.
Call into the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you because you trigger a lot of things to me by the things that you say to me. You treat me like I'm your brother, your best friend, you know, and I definitely need to call you in the near future. I just been so busy. I lost some of my business, and so I've been trying to add more business to my business. So I've been very busy.
Thank you, Brother Boston, and I love the show, and thank you, Mancho. I will be on April the 28th.
Okay. Okay, Mo Power. Mo. Now back to you, Mo. Now listen,
okay.
I don't mean to be hard on you,
yes,
I'm just.
Yes, you do.
I'm trying to.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
But really, really, honestly, though, I'm just trying to trigger some things inside of you to try to make you better and give you something of what I have, and so you can do what you do and better you, okay? That's the
mm-hmm.
thing, you know, okay? So one more question to you. And then we're gonna have a track, and then we're going into Ngozi time, and then we're gonna follow that by my appreciation, and then we are going home. Okay. Can trauma change a person's personality?
Yeah.
Tell me in what shape, matter, or form.
Well, I think I can only speak for myself.
Absolutely.
I can't really, like I said, I'm not a therapist. I've never done any in-depth reading on it. I can just tell you what's happened with me. I went
mm-hmm.
from being a very extroverted child, very happy, very
mm-hmm.
lucky, to being a very introverted child. So it can really change
mm-hmm.
your personality. Because whatever you're going through, you have to process. And like I said, I went through it at a very young age, and I didn't understand it. And there were no adults
right.
around me to help me understand it. So as
right.
a result, I went inward to myself and just tried to figure
right.
it out. And then
okay.
as an adult, I had to figure out more, why was I like this? What was going on with me to make me like this? And that's when I started my healing journey.
Right. Okay, I agree with you 100%. I most definitely. Well, you know what, though? You know what, Mo? One thing that intrigues me about having you on this show, your answers are so honestly pure. You know, I would want to think that you were an angel in disguise. Really. I just want to see that. You know what I'm saying? I really want to follow up on that question I asked you the other day. Were you all right? And you never respond. You did respond. You said not really. But what I really want to do for you personally, I want to leave an avenue open for you that if you need to talk about anything, about any
mm-hmm.
issue, or you need some help with anything, I want to leave that avenue of approach open for you because you have my number. So
okay.
with that being said, at any time, if I'm at my phone and you call me, I'm going to pick that phone up. And if you call me, I'm going to definitely call you back because I don't take incoming phone calls lightly because any kind of crisis can be going on. You understand? And
mm-hmm.
my friends, All my friends know that they can call me anytime. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5, 6, 7. Normally on the road by 4 o'clock in the morning, so it doesn't matter. So if you have anything that you have a desire to want to talk about, well, then you have my number and you have an open line, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are having another track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame legend, Brother O. yes, 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 yes. We are back. We are WBNN, WBNN. You know what time it is. It's that time that we enjoy the moments with us right here at WBNN. We are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. Y'all know what time it is. So y'all don't let it pass you next time. This is Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston. You know, if you want to get on this mic, the number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia and Entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, everybody in queue, listen up very carefully, because it's very important that you follow this rule. When we open your mic, you have 3 minutes to make your comment so we can move on and get everybody in that's in the queue. So, caller number 3, you are now in the queue. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Mr. Terry Strength. How you doing, Mr. Boston?
Hey, man, you know, I've been trying to find time to get to your dang show, man. I so want to attend your show because I hear very good things about your show. You know, that very good thing. So I think I could come over and enhance your platform a little bit. So I'm trying to get over there, man. You know what I'm saying, with that spirituality and all that stuff over there, man. So, you know, I appreciate you.
I need all the enhancing that you can give me, Mr. Boston. I need it all.
Man, I'm going to come over. I'm gonna come over there and help you out a little bit.
I appreciate it. Listen, I'm really enjoying your show tonight. I'm really enjoying your show with Mo Garman tonight. I want to commend Mo Garman for a lot of courage and really sharing some of the trauma in her family situation. That took a lot of courage, and I want to acknowledge that for her. I have a question for her and you, I guess. So I want to know, what are your thoughts about therapy and some modes of therapy? Do you always feel, I mean, that therapy is effective for a lot of people with trauma? You know, when you have varying degrees of it, do you always feel that therapy is you know, psychological therapy is effective? Or are there some other modes or systems that are a lot better at helping people to move past their trauma? What are your thoughts on that?
You want me to answer, or do you want to answer? I think that therapy is good to an extent. Like when you go to a doctor for a broken bone, you need somebody to immediately bandage that area, right? Therapy is a lot like that. You need somebody to immediately take you to a safe place to get your emotions to a point where you're stable. Once you become stable, that's when you can branch out and go into different areas. And you're only as good as your therapist. So if your therapist is kind of not really healed from whatever they've gone through, they can't help you on your healing journey. So you need to find somebody that can help you.
Go ahead, Mo.
To find somebody that can help you. And when you do, you can branch into things like different types of things like meditation or different types of therapies. I had somebody on a couple weeks ago where she touches your body and the cellular memory helps bring up those repressed memories. You can go through different things like that, but I wouldn't do that unless I was stable enough out of regular therapy, traditional therapy first.
Okay, now to put answer to the question. For one, therapy can be good to a certain extent, like Mo said. It depends on the paradigm that person is in, and then again, it depends on the axis, whether that person is a 1-axis, 2-axis, 3-axis, or 4-axis, and sometimes a 5-axis. You have to find out. You have when you deal with those and the underlying issue for each one of those axes, and then tailor the therapy to that person's issue. Okay. All right. Bring it on the next caller. The next caller, you're in queue. Caller number 5.
Hello, Mr. Boston. Hello, Mo. This is Tiana Speaks. I was just calling in to support the show. I like what I heard. You know, I wasn't able to call in the beginning, but I did want to call in to support and just say that
thank you.
I see how supportive that you would be to your friends, because I'm the same way, you know, as far as, you know, trying to be there any time of day or night, you know. But I've learned also to not let people take advantage of that, because people will call you any time of night, and if you not want to actually fix the situation, they just want to complain. So I learned to, you know the difference between that, you know, and not let them take my energy away, you know. But I just wanted to call in and support the show. My show will be May 5th at 9:30 p.m.,
okay.
The Power of Thoughts. And again, I am Tiana Fix, and keep doing your wonderful poetry. That was amazing that you were able to do that just off the top of your head. Like, it's always amazing to hear you. You know, and I want to say hello, Mo. You know, I was just looking at our picture the other day. And hopefully I get to meet you one day, Mr. Boston. And hope you both have a great night.
Most definitely. Thank you. Appreciate you 100%. All right. Caller number 6, you are now in queue. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Mr. Boston. How you doing, sir?
Who this?
Hey, it's the master sound therapist. Y'all talking about therapy, and y'all got it.
You the damn mess, man. Woo, that damn. My brother, how you doing, man?
I did not incarnate here as the grand architect of the universe for nothing. So this show here, y'all okay. really, really knocked you out the park, man. You and your poetry, oh my God, man. You is definitely is top notch to me, man. You got the beautiful, the brilliant Mo Garman as well. Another master by her own right. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I only got 3 minutes, man. I started to sing a little listeners, but look, I'm going to get out of the way, man, and listen to the rest of the show. Hey, look, let me finish the plug right quick. My next show will be May 4th. It'll be my 6 years with this great company of We Are Beverly Nation Network, and I'll be giving all honors to all mothers. And giving birth don't necessarily make you a mother. Right. That, you
day
know,
after my birthday, huh?
There, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes,
day after my
years,
birthday.
Man.
You know I'm going I'm gonna be there, man. You know I'm going to be there, man. Because I'm going to still be celebrating. I might be halfway drunk, walking crazy, but I ain't going to talk crazy. I will be there at that show. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's none other than the WBN Ngozi time. Get it, baby.
It's a Philly DJ, MSD, Compton, California. You know I love y'all. Just like that.
We met, that there was no doubt that my life would never be.
California, you know what I'm saying, you know, West Coast, SoCal, all my family out there, you know what I'm saying, Long Beach, you know what I'm saying, Compton, San Diego, you know what I mean, up in Berkeley, you know what I mean, you know, it's a Cali thing, and of course, my man, Mr. Boston, San Diego. Now, of course, I'm going to let this caller come on real quick, you know what I mean, that's been real patient. You got 2 minutes to talk before mine goes through time. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I just wanted to call in and support the show.
I'm going to shut you up right now and bring you right back. All around the world, this woman here is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee for the class of 2023, Miss Angela Thomas Smith. How are you, girl? Give us 2 minutes.
I'm okay. Just calling in to support. Of course, Mr. Boston, I love your poetry. This is National Poetry Awareness Month, so shout out to you. Shout out to Mo. How are you?
Angela? I'm fine. How are you, Angela?
I'm okay. I can't complain.
Awesome.
I have enjoyed this show on tonight. Y'all are amazing. I love my WBNN family.
We love you too, Angie. I mean, you know, what you've done, you know, this year has been utterly amazing. You know, you had a great 2022, 9 Street Connection records. I mean, you backed that up with 8 more, you know what I mean? You know, a count of 17, the fastest pacing host in the history of our network, you know, 47 all-time Connection records. You know what I mean? Hitting criteria for nomination. We hope you hit criteria for enshrinement. And the world and the oyster is yours. I mean, you're also a CEO of your own network, the Crew Podcast right there on YouTube and Facebook and Spotify and all that. And I'm just glad I was able to mentor you to greatness. And you're a great listener and a great leader. We thank you so much, CEO.
Thank you.
And it's in cozy time now. Now, of course, what more can I say? Tonight has been an outstanding performance by Mr. Boston, Jeffrey Sanders, a outstanding person of record, not only at WBNN, but other networks. But this is his home right here. He said something that meant so much to me. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to say it out here publicly. And I want Mr. Boston to hear me tonight. He gave out an outstanding letter of record to the people that he has supported, and other networks that he supported. And he told them, I'm tired of supporting you guys, and you don't support me here at the one and only Beverly Nation. And he actually told everybody to kiss my whole entire black ass. And I was proud of him for that. If you can't support me here, then I'm not going to your shows either. That's the spirit of what we did last night with Lovely Ellis and Darlene and the Pattersons and Simeon and, you know, Louis LeBron and Audrey Dennis, the people, and Antonia Bass, the people that started this network yonder, huh? Yonder. Because we've been on here 10 years, so we can talk about yonder. That's how great we are. You hate us, and we love you. Let's get to business. Congratulations to Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, on his outstanding ninth WBNN, Beverly Nation All-Time Connection record, his ninth and third consecutive, with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late, great charter member, and then in 2018, garnering enshrinement into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Our commissioners listen tonight. We thank her for her involvement. What a network. What a great gang of people that will give you the best that we have. Tomorrow night, we have a man who's become a legend. This man has the all-time record for new hosts. 10 consecutive from start to finish. He is the 2022 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year. His name is Clever One. The name of the show, Stand Up the Sticks. A legendary person, a legendary persona. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, on The Dynasty, the greatest internet radio network of all time. So catch up. We are Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising to it all in Cozy Time Multimedia. If I'm laughing at all, you can't catch up anyway because you can't be us. Anyway, WBNN has advertising to it in Cozy Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at @Cozy_time. Ola Bella Malibu, Cozy on Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or whatever program tonight, oledaylay.ngozymyandgino.com. And I am your mama and father's favorite producer, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever in both the arts and sounds and music, as well as producing. Oladele Malewa Nkosi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Then we have the audacity to be sponsored by a major investment company called Quicken Loans. We are Beverly Nation. Now back to Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, and the Boston Chronicles.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say this to each and every one of you, and then I'm going to say something that I hope that you go to bed and sleep on tonight. I really appreciate everybody who comes out and supports my show. I can't always be at WBNN shows because I'm conjuring business for my delivery service. And at the same time, I'm working. Like right now, I'm at work, but I am on a break to do my show. So I just want to say thank each and every one of you people who the Boston Chronicles and WBNN and the Gozy's platform. So tonight, I'm going to leave you with a man message. And this is to all the queen mothers, queen woman, queen lady, and those who want to be there. There's no me without you, and vice versa. My reality to you is I want to be something to you that fosters respect without rejection. As real as I am, I desire you to be without any mask. What are you, or I must respect, but it's my job to pour into and elevate you to walk beside me. Accepting someone completely means that you accept who they are and who they want to be, even if that is not in agreement to who you are or who you want to be, or worse, who you think they should be and who you think they should want to be. Even though we can't make one another whole, but fold into our envelope and satiate positivity without being negative towards each other. I want to be with amazing people and women who are open, loving, independent. Do you desire to be with those kings as such? Relax, ladies. Don't be so uptight. You know you want that same acuity, a place of protection and security. A beautiful, normal, good time, and it has nothing to do with sex. But every bit of communication, can we just be friends? Some say it's not possible, but nothing is impossible. If we are friends, set boundaries. Don't you think so? Being optimistic doesn't mean avoid reality. It means facing it with the confidence that you can achieve a positive outcome. Acknowledge all of yourself. I see you, but on another level. I see you beyond the apple booty bottom, the plump watermelon plump chest,
I thrive in your spirituality and the beautiful intelligence. I want you to be happy and accept life as it is and let go of what you cannot control, because life is bigger than you and will impose itself upon you each time, as life has sent me to impose me upon you. Queen, woman, ladies, and those who want to be, there's no me without you, and vice versa. And that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles, and good night.
Get your come.